A towering landmark in New Hampshire's North Country has been brought back to life after falling into disrepair. The 172-foot-tall Nansen Ski Jump in Milan was restored over the winter. It'll soon host its first jump in more than three decades. Located just north of Berlin along Route 16, the jump hosted Olympic trials in 1938 and went on to host four national ski jumping championships. Ben Wilson is director of the Bureau of Historic Sites of the New Hampshire State Parks, and he's been involved in the restoration project. He joins us now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
A lot of listeners are probably hearing about the Nansen Ski Jump for the first time. What can you tell us about it?
Well, the jump has a really colorful history, and the jump was the brainchild of Alf Halvorsen, who had a previous history as one of the ski coaches for the first Winter Olympics. And in 1932, he takes three folks from the Nansen Ski Club over to Lake Placid for a ski jumping competition, and really gets the idea to bring the Olympics, has the hope of bringing the Olympics actually to Berlin. And that's sort of where the ski jump gets its first start. And the jump is designed in 1935 and is completed by late 1937.
Yeah, let's talk about how big this thing is, because it is kind of a colossus, at least on the skyline there, isn't it?
Absolutely. It stands like a dinosaur up on top of the hill. It's 172 feet tall. It has a 310-foot run out and then 390 feet or so of a landing. And it was the largest ski jump of its type east of the Mississippi at the time.
Now, when did the jump kind of fall into disuse and disrepair?
So in the 1970s, there was an accident. A skier was paralyzed, and it sort of put a dark veil over the jump. So in 1985, they had the last jump. The site was actually closed down. It literally has languished for about 30 years.
Where did the idea of restoring it come from?
Well, every so often I get a phone call from a local person saying, what are we going to do about this iconic structure? It has so much history. It means so much to the culture and to the people of the area. We've got to do something about it. But there wouldn't be a follow-up. And so about 3 years ago, I got a call, and I said, okay, let's have a meeting. And about 10 or 12 people showed up. There was a lot of energy. There were a lot of ideas, things that we thought we actually could accomplish. A year and a half ago, there was a local news article written about the jump and about what we were doing. It went out on the AP, and Red Bull Media actually picked up the story out in L.A. in the L.A. Times. And they had a skier that they sponsored, a ski jumper, and said, you know, she's trying to rebuild her career after an ACL tear. You guys are restoring the jump. What a great parallel storyline. Let's try to do something.
So did they bring some funding to the table that you needed to complete the project?
They did. They really moved our timeline up in a big way because of the funding and because of the attention that they were going to pay to it. So Red Bull, when all is said and done, they'll have about $75,000 in investment in just the structure alone. It's not something they often do. And the state will have about $150,000.
What does it take to restore this structure?
Our restoration of the site has been, the majority of it has been the landscape, clearing all the trees from the site, and redecking the jump. And we started that project with a local company, Knollstone Contractors, from Bow, New Hampshire, in late November. I think we actually had them on site November 29th. And to think that they'd be on top of this 172-foot structure in, you know, the beginning of December through January in below zero temperatures is just amazing. So, you know, that hard work was incredible to watch and was certainly a feat. I actually have to be honest that I didn't think that it was going to happen this winter, but they were able to pull it off. So
you've got this Red Bull event coming up, this big jump. Tell us about that.
Sarah Hendrickson, who is an Olympic ski jumper, two-time World Cup champion, she is going to do a jump, maybe more than one jump, and Red Bull is filming this as part of a documentary film. So we'll have about 2 weeks at the end of the month to get the jump prepared, and Sarah will be flying back from a World Cup competition in Europe somewhere around March 1st, and between around March 1st and March 5th, her jump will take place.
What are the plans for the dance and ski jump after that?
So this is really the kickoff. Sarah Hendrickson's jump is going to shed a lot of light on the site. But going forward, we're right now working with the Department of Historical Resources in doing a National Register application. We've done a lot of research into the history of the site. We feel that it has national landmark status. We're going to be basically turning it into a passive use historic site where people can pull in. There'll be some picnic tables, but they'll have an opportunity to read large interpretive panels on the site to learn about the history, about the culture of the area. They'll be able to hike the hill. We have an access road that goes up the backside, takes you right to the jump, so people will be able to drive to the jump itself. Just the way our fire towers around the state are really popular, we're going to allow people to climb the stairs up to the takeoff area of the jump itself, so that people have an idea of really what it looked like launching off of that jump.
And what's been the reaction to around the community?
You would think that we had attracted General Electric's international headquarters to Berlin. It has really sparked a lot of emotions in the area. People are so excited that this site is being given the due that it really deserves. And it's one of the greatest feel-good projects, restorations, I've ever been involved in.
Ben Wilson is director of the Bureau of Historic Sites for New Hampshire State Parks. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.